The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, if you've got an electric car or you're thinking of getting an electric car, well, one of the questions you've got to ask for yourself is, where am I going to charge it if you live in an apartment or if you don't have a drive? Well, if you have a driveway, then you can put a charger on the outside of your house. But what if you live in an apartment block? You can hardly run a cable down the side of it and plug it in. If your car fronts directly onto the main street, you can't really run a charger out into the public road. And as we push for more people, or the government wants more people to buy electric cars, this has come up at the County Council, where Cork County Councillors have agreed to write to Minister Eamon Ryan, highlighting the need for a policy for owners of electric vehicles, because they quite simply don't have anywhere to charge them at or outside their homes. Councillor Seamus McGrath. Seamus, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Good morning.
It's not an obvious one you would think of until you sit back and actually think about it. How am I supposed to charge my car if I live in an apartment or if I live in a house that fronts straight into the main road? I can't run a cable over the footpath.
Yeah, absolutely. And PJ, I raised this motion because this is an issue that was raised with me by a number of constituents. You know, they're at a huge disadvantage if they are living in an apartment block, for example, or if they're living in a house where they don't have a driveway up to their front door. So it is a significant problem. And I suppose, you know, we know electric vehicles have a growing market share now. I think the first 3 months of this year, 24% of new vehicles were either plug-in electric, electric or hybrid. So, you know, it is a growing trend. People are making the switch to electric vehicles for a number of reasons. For environmental reasons, for, you know, reduction in, or sorry, because of the price of fuel and so on like that. And so people are making a change, but if you're in a situation where you're in an apartment or a house without a drive, you're at a huge disadvantage. And the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland does provide a €600 grant for people to put in a home charging point. Mm. But again, if you're in one of those properties, you're not able to take up that grant. So I put down the motion, we debated this, there was great support in the chamber, and we have decided to write to the minister to come up with some sort of an approach to this so that people would not be at that disadvantage. And look, there, I suppose people living in an apartment are unlikely to have an individual charging point, but there does need to be public charging points available within the grounds of the apartment block and so on like that, so that people can charge. But again, for that to happen, there would probably need to be grant funding made available. So the charging points could be provided by the county council or the city council, for example. We also need to look at this from a planning point of view going forward. You know, new developments, we have to build them and design them in such a way that these are built into the scheme. And very often that hasn't been the case. You know, the writing is on the wall now. People are making the switch to electric vehicles, and we need to provide the infrastructure. And look, we all know if you have an electric vehicle, a home charging point, you know, is pretty much essential, because, you know, first of all, there's the cost of charging in the public charging points now, which has increased a lot. Many people will have, you know, tariffs on their electricity supply so that they will have a cheaper rate at night, for example, so they would like to charge the vehicle overnight at home. So it puts people who can have a charging point at home at an advantage, and those who can't at a huge disadvantage. And I suppose what I'm asking is that there needs to be some sort of policy and resources put in place to implement that policy to take away that disadvantage.
You do hear of some people who will run the cable across the pavement. They might put down one of these, you know, these cable crossing things. But it's an awful awkward situation, isn't it, really?
It is awkward, and to be perfectly honest, I think there should be a protocol that's possible in a case like that. I mean, if you can bring in a competent contractor and, you know, cut a channel in your footpath to run a cable across, reinstate the footpath, etc., it shouldn't be beyond, you know, the bounds of possibility. But again, there needs to be clear protocols and procedures in place. At the moment, people, I think, are left out there without having that clear protocol in place. And again, if that was to happen, I think a grant should be available for that, because there is obviously going to be an additional cost for those householders who don't have a drive right up to their door. And there are many such houses, as you know, where you have a public footpath outside the front door and your car will be outside the footpath. So there are a number of aspects to this. If you're in apartment blocks, I think we're looking at public charging points. If you're in a house where you have a footpath outside your door, I don't think it should be impossible for that person to provide an individual charging point, but we're not there yet in terms of the protocols for that. And that's why we're highlighting.
You mean that if I have an electric car and I live in a house that fronts onto the main street, that as part of my installation, that you'd actually run a cable or a channel under the footpath for me, put in my own personal plug point, which might be locked or something.
Yes.
I see.
Yes. I think it should be possible, you know, it should be possible.
It's only a matter of running the wire, like, Yeah.
And look, you get a competent contractor, cut a channel, reinstate footpath, etc. It should be possible, but I've received, you know, contacts from constituents who are looking to do that, and they're not essentially able to do that at the moment because the procedures aren't there for that to happen. But there would also need to be grant funding made available. Yeah. The €600 grant that's currently there isn't going to be enough for someone in that situation.
Another thing too, Seamus, in an apartment block, and yes, you're talking about having public charging points, and that's all very well, but in an apartment block of, say, 40 apartments, you're not going to get 40 points.
No, you're not. And look, I suppose we need to be reasonable about this. Not all 40 are going to have electric vehicles anytime soon. But at the same time, and not all 40 will want to use the charging point together, etc. But look, there does need to be availability there. And it isn't at the moment, particularly in older apartment blocks. It just simply isn't there. Some of the newer developments, yes, they are now providing these, you know, because they recognise there's going to be demand there going forward. But there needs to be a significant retrofitting programme put in place.
Is there any way that the council can help here, Seamus, or whoever's responsible for street lighting? I mean, could chargers be built into streetlights?
Yeah, I think it's possible, and as far as I know, that does happen elsewhere, you know, because there is obviously electricity supply there. This is something the local authorities will have to have a role in, but at the moment, the guidance isn't there from the Department of Transport. The funding isn't there from the SAI to provide those facilities. So that's why we essentially need to get with the programme now. You know, people are making the change to electric vehicles. 24% in the first 3 months of this year were a form of an electric vehicle in terms of the new cars bought. So, you know, people are making that change, and we need to ensure that the facilities are there. It's very easy for someone to put in a home charging point if they have a drive. You know, it's a relatively straightforward job. But if you don't, you can't be, as I say, at that major disadvantage. No. And look, it's good for all of us to switch to electric, you know, environmental air quality and so on. It's good that society is moving that way. The overall target in the country is to have just under 1 million electric vehicles by 2030 to achieve our targets in terms of carbon reduction and so on like that. So the ambition is quite strong, but we're now in 2023. We need to put the resources and the funding and the procedures in place to facilitate people with home charging points.
See here as well a comment being made. Look, the council has actually reduced the number of parking spaces in new developments, and that's also hampering the provision of charging points. There are actually fewer parking spaces now in new developments.
Yeah, I suppose the development plans would set out, you know, a kind of an average number of parking spaces for developments, depending on the zone and whether you're high density, medium density, low density, and so on. And look, that is an issue. I know it's always an issue we grapple with as elected members, because we all know states where, you know, you'll have cars, people are forced to park them on roads and narrow roads and so on like that. And it can be difficult in terms of emergency vehicles accessing, bin trucks accessing estates and so on like that. So we're always making the point we need to provide sufficient parking places. I suppose some of the policy makers are looking at it from a different viewpoint. They're trying to say, look, we can't continually provide parking spaces. We need to, you know, encourage alternative uses of transport and so on. So there's a bit of a balance going on there. Yeah. But certainly some new developments, there has been an attempt to reduce parking space numbers, which is a challenge. That's a major challenge.
Okay. All right. I still think, Seamus, and I'm sure you might agree with me, but where it goes, I still think the most simple and most practical way to do it is the lights, street lights, that you just put a charger into the street light.
You know? Yeah, no, I think it's a very practical way to do it, and you already have the cable and the supply there, so it should be very, very possible to do that from a technical point of view. And they would, by and large, become kind of public charging points, or not owned by any one individual, if you like, but that there would be plenty of them there, and that there would be good availability. But I do think people living in a house, you know, a terrace house or whatever, with a footpath, I do think it's possible for them to have an individual charging point.
I like that idea as well, to run a cable, run a channel across the... And like you said, any competent electrician will do it in a day. and put a little private plug point. If I live in number 5, there's a plug point outside number 5, and I either have a locked box with it inside in it, or a combination or something. There's got to be a way to do it. Seamus, thank you very much, Councillor Seamus McGrath.
Cork's 96 FM.